stick solidly to their niche and do things very well, and that would describe Lester Brothers. Mm-hmm. So, one thing I did want to announce to our customers is next Thursday, the bank will be closed mm-hmm. for Veterans Day. So, and along those lines, I want to encourage everyone. I don't believe they are quite open yet, but this month we have a new venue in Jackson to go check out, and I'd highly encourage anyone that is into military history, military affairs, Jackson military history in particular. There is a new museum opening on Wisner Street in the old North Plumbing Building, the Michigan Military Heritage Museum, and I've been involved with them and their move to Wisner Street from Grass Lake.
Yeah. I follow them on Facebook. It's been a lot of fun seeing the progress of the inside of that building and their different displays. So very nice.
They have a fantastic collection, but they're also educators. They work with the school systems and provide a lot of education on anything, any war that America has been involved in, from the War of Independence to all the way to present day.
I know at one point Alice Sharp had a small display of that, so I think it's really great that that's expanded and really pinpointed, Jackson's involvement and all that. So great, I'm happy for them.
Yeah. So and so we'll be closed next Thursday, and that's about it. I've got what you've been doing.
Oh, goodness. Well, besides celebrating my Spartan win, I have a little bit of downtime right now with kids and sports and about to pick up again since basketball season is starting. And I want to congratulate the Hanover Horton ladies volleyball team. They won round one of districts yesterday against Springport. So congratulations to them. I believe they play again tomorrow. So excited for them. Our volleyball program at Hanover is a lot of fun to watch, and we've got some new blood in there for coaching, so it's been a good ride this year.
Yeah, both your girls are involved in basketball and volleyball, correct?
That's right, and softball.
And softball.
There's not a down season.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about payment methods, and I can tell you I will probably learn as much as the listeners this episode. That is your area of expertise, and Greg and I are still, I guess, dinosaurs in the fact that we still have some cash in our pocket.
Yeah. And, I do have a
not enough.
No, never enough. Never enough, but we still pay cash for things.
And yeah.
That seems to be a going out of style very quickly.
You know, it is, and it isn't. Especially with the financial, issues we had over the last year and a half, cash is still relevant. I mean, you get discounts when you use cash, especially for some of the larger projects. I know that there's cash discounts for some of our vendors and things like that around town. But what I did want to talk about today was, like you had said, different payment methods that not only businesses can use, but what individuals can use as well. And what's the risk and what's the reward for each type? Fraud is such a huge, huge thing, and it doesn't seem like it's going away or even wanting it all. It's definitely picking up, especially in this day and age when there's a lot of electronic transfers. The bad guys are coming up with more innovative ways to steal money or trick you out of your money. So I wanted to talk about different options that County National Bank has, as well as just what is out there and what would be the benefits. So we'll start with businesses. Obviously, checks. So checks are still a big thing. They're still more than 50% of payment methods for businesses in the U.S. The positive to checks is that it's a quick and easy payment form. You either throw it in the mail or you hand it to a person. But the downside to that is, when that check goes out, it has your account and routing number, all of your business account information pretty much on that check, that any bad guy can take that check, replicate it, and process their own. So County National, we've talked before about Positive Pay. We do have that particular product that we can put as an extra safety net on your account so that any check that tries to clear your account you can either go in and say, yep, that one's legitimate, I wrote it, or nope, that was not one that I authorized, and that is fraud.
Let me ask you one thing about, you said check clearing. How long does it take a check to clear? When I first got into banking, people would write checks and know that might be a few days before it's cashed, and perhaps get into some, I learned what check kiting was also.
Oh, yeah.
But with the remote deposit capture machines where mm-hmm. businesses can deposit the checks as soon as they receive them,
right.
Is there a float anymore? There used to be a 2 or 3 day float.
There really isn't anymore. It's called Check 21.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're running a check through our remote deposit machine, even in our branches, we're actually sending an electronic image from our bank to that the payee bank. Mm-hmm. To get that to clear. So it's no longer a physical check that's being, you know, transferred between different banks. I mean, I remember back in the day where we'd had to have a cutoff on our business day and time of when we could run transactions
mm-hmm.
at the branch level,
mm-hmm.
where
oh,
we had couriers yeah. that would come at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon to get our physical checks that were deposited by customers
mm-hmm.
So that we could process them and send them out to get paid mm-hmm. by the payee bank. So it's definitely changed. Check 21 was a big part of that. Now images are transferred between banks. It's more efficient. It actually makes it a little more difficult to have fraud or, like you had just said, check kiting, where mm-hmm. you're pretty much floating money back and forth. So, yeah, the worst part is how long it takes to actually get to you. So if there's something that's being mailed, that's where your downtime is. So and kind of along with that, there is business bill pay. In business bill pay, you have the option where depending on who the recipient is, whether it's a credit card company or consumers or something that's, you know, a little bit bigger, a little bit higher up, we'll send that as an ACH or an electronic transfer. But if you're paying like your gardener or your lawn care people through bill pay, it will send a physical check to them just because they're small mom and pop. They're not registered with the automated clearinghouse in order to receive ACHs. So bill pay just handles that for you. All you have to worry about is putting in a dollar amount and when you want it to send. So that's another option. And then you let us send it for you. You don't have to worry about putting a stamp on an envelope and, you know, I don't know about you guys, but there's a lot of times that stuff sits in my purse for a long time and I don't get it to the mailbox in a very timely manner. So, but no, that's the easier part of bill pay. And that can be used for both business and for individuals. So an option there. And then one of the things I wanted to talk about, especially on the business side, is paying with credit cards. So that is such a huge and what a rising payment form that is right now. And some of the benefits, we'll just say on the business owner's part, these credit cards have a lot of different reward aspects.
Yes.
For business owners. You're either getting rewards points that you can then turn into gift cards or credit to your account balance. A lot of our business owners use it for airline miles, so that they can, you know, mm-hmm. use that for flights going to and from wherever.
I have several customers that spend the winter in Florida on their reward points.
Oh, yeah.
They'll buy trucks. They'll buy machinery. They'll buy anything they can possibly put on the credit mm-hmm. card and then ask me for a loan to pay the credit card off. They get the reward points way. And you're right. It's huge.
Who's rewarding them?
Well, whoever is swiping that card. So if I'm ABC Corporation and you're buying something from me, I am paying that fee to swipe your card. So the credit card company is essentially charging me, ABC Company, mm-hmm. for Bill to use his corporate card for me. So really it's coming from the person that you're buying something from. And there's some interchange stuff between the credit card processors and things like that. But ultimately it is not, it's coming from the person that's receiving that swipe, that's receiving the funds from the credit card.
The airline miles are popular. People love to get free airline tickets. And I get that a lot. A lot of my customers fly mm-hmm. for free just based on their volume they put on the credit cards.
And you'll see, too, that a lot of people, if they do have that option for you to use a corporate card to pay an invoice or something like that, they'll usually add a surcharge to it to basically cover their fee that they're being charged for merchant services. So it may cost you a little bit more to use that card, but you really have to weigh out the the benefits on the other side of it for the for you, the business owner, of what am I getting back from it? So, and there's a lot of different types out there, a lot of great ones.
And, you know, I heard financial, you know, financial expert in cards and credit the other day say never use a debit card. Always use your credit card when you purchase something. And his reasoning was is that it's a lot harder to get your money back from a debit on a debit card transaction back into your checking account. Is how do you feel about that? You've dealt with that. How yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
Credit card companies, especially Visa and MasterCard, obviously much safer, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're used to fraud. They've got tried and true procedures that can give you immediate credit back, and it's not painful right away, right?
Right, it's not
a credit card statement. There's a balance that's out there. A debit card is going to take that cash right out.
Exactly.
And yes, as a bank, we can go through and we can fight that fraud for you. A lot of times banks will give provisional credit. So if you had, you know, $10,000 come out of your bank account through a debit card that was fraudulent, you know, that bank may say, okay, Bill, here's $10,000. Well, we go and fight this for you. Mm-hmm. So I know County National Bank does that. I can't speak for a lot of other banks, but I know that we will do that in some circumstances when it's obvious fraud.
Well, he had said that Visa MasterCard is so powerful and has so much leverage over merchants mm-hmm. that when you use a credit card, they can go after it and deal with the merchant and have a lot more leverage than
yes.
little old you trying to get your money back in
right.
your checking account as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy with a credit card, you've got the backing of Visa and MasterCard.
Right.
And I know, having worked in merchant services from time to time, they put the money right back into your account.
Right.
And the onus is on the merchant.
Mm-hmm.
They will always side with the consumer and assume the consumer is correct.
Right.
And so in that case, he was saying the onus is on who you bought the
service
whatever
through.
Service
yeah.
or product from you're dissatisfied with. And with the debit card, it's the other way around.
Yeah. And our debit cards do have that MasterCard logo on it. So we have some backing there as well as a financial institution. But, I mean, probably the biggest difference is, you know, it's immediate cash out of your pocket rather than mm-hmm. just that credit that's out there waiting to be replaced. So, yeah, credit cards are definitely a hot commodity right now, especially on the corporate side, getting the rewards and different cashback options. So another one I wanted to talk about was ACH. So ACH is basically where you're sending something through an automated clearinghouse or electronically to pay. So whether it's a vendor, whether it's payroll, your taxes as a corporation, you can do that through ACH. And it's done through our online banking, and it's goes through multiple layers of you know, protection to make sure that, okay, is the recipient the right, do you have the correct information? Are they fraudulent or, you know, any have any issues? ACHs, you can also have the ability to pull back if you do find out that, oh, shoot, that was not the right person I needed to send that to, or whatever. You have that ability to pull back. With a wire transfer, they are pretty much immediate transfers, but once they're gone, they're gone. So wire transfers can be expensive, and that's where the most fraud happens, is wire transfers. I don't know how many times we get spoofed emails to us about people pretending to be a certain business owner saying, hey, wire money from my, you know, operating account into this offshore account.
I think that's why.
I promise it's legitimate.
That's why the Nigerians always want a wire.
Right. Yeah. So wires, like I said, it's very, very difficult to get those funds back once they're gone. We have a lot of different procedures put into place to ensure the recipient is, you know, legitimate on your part. But we also rely on you as the wire transfer sender, that you have done your homework, that you know that end receiver, you know it's legitimate. I mean, there's so many different fraud ways with this. I mean, there's even mortgage wire fraud scams are a big thing right now, where they'll pretend to be your real estate agent. They'll get that information and send an email saying, hey, your closing costs need to be diverted to this new bank account per the seller or per the owner or whatever. And, you know, that's a perk to working with a local title company.
I was just getting ready to wrap up the show that, you know, with all the bill pay and ACH, Venmo, you didn't get to talk about yet.
Half of my stuff.
There are a lot of payment methods and scams out there. Mm-hmm. And so we'll continue on this topic. But if something goes wrong and you go, oh, I made a mistake, you know, County National is the place want to be because you will be able to work with the same person until resolution.
Right.
And that's almost unheard of these days. Mm-hmm. And we know it's important to you. And as a community bank, all our customers are important in the markets we serve. And so, and Melissa is an expert. She has immersed herself in all of this. And so if you do have a need or a question, you could contact Melissa.
782-5540.
And you can always call me at 768-0056.